Well, picture yourself in West Michigan. You're walking along the shores of the big lake on a warm spring day. The lake breeze is blowing out and the waves are lapping at your feet when all of a sudden you see something strange out on the water, like, say, the Chicago skyline. You might be wondering if somehow you bumped your head or had one too many drinks, but our next guest says you don't need to check yourself into the hospital just yet. To talk about the weird weather phenomena of Great Lakes mirages, we welcome Mark Torregrossa, chief meteorologist for MLive. Welcome to Current State, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Mark.
Talk to us a little bit about what's happening exactly when someone looks out across Lake Michigan and sees the Chicago skyline, which in reality is 60 miles away. What's going on?
Right. Well, what's happening is the cold water, and at this time of the year, we can get warmer air above it. Though that temperature inversion, opposite of what it normally does, kind of traps the light rays in a little channel. And instead of disappearing a lot quickly, it'll bring it along the curvature of the earth. And here we are sitting in western Michigan, looking at Chicago, looking at Milwaukee, and even other strange things really happen there too. Sometimes you'll see freighters where they appear to be hovering above the water as opposed to on the water. And when it gets really bizarre and the effect is really strong, you can actually see double images. For example, Chicago skyline, and then above it, you'll see Chicago skyline upside down.
Bizarre. So temperature discrepancies are altering the light that we see. Is that it in a nutshell?
It is it in a nutshell. Normally, it's warmer at the ground and colder as you go aloft. And so what happens is the light waves and sound waves, it does the same thing with sound waves. Sound waves will travel faster in warm air than in cold air. So it takes that sound wave and puts it out into the atmosphere, and we don't see it. But when the temperatures are the opposite, which is fairly rare for them to be in this inversion state really strongly, when that happens, then the light waves and the sound waves are bent toward the earth and it travels farther. And a good example of that we all have, if we've lived near a train track, is sometimes you can hear that train go by that's a couple of miles away, and many other times you don't. That's being the sound waves trapped in that temperature inversion also.
I thought I picked up the voice of Mayor Rahm Emanuel recently, and now I know why. What is the best time? Now, springtime, I'm led to believe, is the best time because we've got warmer air above. We've got air that's warming up, and the lakes are staying relatively colder.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, it's those sunny, clear, light wind days in April and early May when you look for this phenomena.
We all know that living surrounded by the world's largest lakes can produce unique weather. Lake effect snow, for example. Not everywhere in the country gets lake effect snow. Are there any lesser known Great Lakes weather quirks?
Well, yeah, the lake breeze is fairly common, and it's kind of silent that a lot of people don't realize it's going on. And that's, you got a nice warm late May or June day, the ground is heated up inland, and it starts to rise, and then that cooler air out over one of the lakes comes in, and you're sitting there in shorts and a t-shirt, and all of a sudden you're kind of huddled up shivering, and in a few minutes you have a sweatshirt on. And that's a real common thing too within 5 or 10 miles of the shoreline.
There's
another one. Go ahead.
No, continue. Tell us the other one.
Another one is a real weird word when people look at it and say, what is that? And it's called a seiche.
Ah, yes.
And a seiche is essentially a mini tsunami, we'll call it, on the Great Lakes. And what happens is usually strong thunderstorms, maybe 60, 70, 80 mile an hour winds, will push across, let's say, the northern part of Lake Michigan, and it will push that water up into a wave, and it'll push that wave down the shore of Lake Michigan heading south, and then it'll kind of be like getting a slosh going, and the bathtub, if you jump in the bathtub, it's still, and you get the waves going back and forth. So we have had those are fairly rare, and I think I remember only reading of one back in the 50s or 60s that injured or perhaps killed somebody. Usually it's a fairly mild event versus a tsunami, but it is a real strange when it happens.
I think I remember reading about one sesh. I'm not going to be able to recall the year, but I want to say that the water levels in Buffalo or thereabouts on the east end of Lake Erie were several feet higher than they were, where am I thinking, Toledo perhaps, something
right.
like that?
Yep, and see, that would be a perfect lake for it because it's a shallow lake and Lake Erie oriented, you know, kind of a little from southwest to northeast. You get severe storms to push through, and that's a classic wind direction for a severe thunderstorm wind, so that wind can pile it up on one end and then slosh it back the other.
We're talking with MLive's chief meteorologist Mark Torregrossa about weird weather phenomenon in the Great Lakes. There's been several of these phenomena that pop up in springtime, so that's why we've got him on. Finally, I've been told that you've actually had the chance to witness a weather phenomenon that really intrigues me, and it doesn't happen here in the Great Lakes too often, but it's pretty pretty noticeable when it happens. Tell us a little bit about the time you saw the green flash, and tell us what the green flash is.
Okay, I've been looking for the green flash all my life because it is a scientific phenomenon, and you have to be in the right place. What it is when the sun is going down, the last rays of the sun are green. And, you know, I always thought green flash, that means the sky turns, flashes green for a second. I didn't know what it looked like, but you find it at the tropics and in the mountains mostly. Great Lakes, not so much. The reason why here is because the curvature of the Earth, if you look at the globe here in Michigan, the curvature is pretty round. And so when the sun goes down, we have a nice long twilight. And the light from the sun is kind of bleeding up over the horizon at us. But if you get down toward the equator and you try to enjoy a sunset, you'll notice it doesn't last long, just a couple of minutes, and it's dark. And that's where you see the green flashes. I saw one last year in Puerto Vallarta, and I got to tell you, you got to warn people, and you got to have people that you trust around you, because the way this went down was I was with the CEO of a company and a district manager of a company, and we were in a pool, and I would say there was an adult beverage, you know, as everybody was looking toward the sunset.
Yeah.
And I explained to him, I said, hey, this would be a great spot to see a green flash. What's a green flash? I explained to him, and as the sun went down, it took literally about 2 or 3 seconds. It flashed green, and it was gone. All three of us erupted in, you know, enthusiasm, and everybody's looking at us like, what is going on? But green flash, and from then on, we've never lived it down. Yeah, right, whatever, the green flash. So it's kind of like getting a hole-in-one when you're golfing by yourself.
I can't believe you just brought it up verbally, and then a couple of minutes later you saw one. They don't happen very often.
No.
The atmospheric conditions have got to be just right. You got to have a real clean horizon, don't you?
And so here's the thing. About three nights in a row after that, I gathered everybody around. Hey, you know, I'm a meteorologist. Just trust me here. You know, same exact looking sky, same setting. Okay, this is what we saw yesterday, and down goes the sun, and nothing. And yeah. It was like, okay, whatever. And the next day, nothing. And then, so you're right, it does have to be exactly the right condition.
There have been books, though, that I've looked at where people have actually captured the green flash in photography, so there are photographs out there. It does create kind of a pop. I mean, it is a flash, right? There's a little bit of a pop there, isn't there?
It lasted about 1 or 2 seconds. The sun was its normal size. It shrunk. It turned green. There wasn't a flash in the sky. The sun turned green, and boom, it was gone. There's no like, hey, look at that. Hey, look at what's happening over there. No, it happens fast. If you ever heard of Rick's Cafe in Negril, Jamaica, hundreds if not thousands of people every night gather there to possibly see the green flash.
So it's got quite a following at Rick's Cafe in Negril, Jamaica. Very interesting. Well, look, this has been fascinating. There's probably other phenomena we could talk about here. We're going to thank Mark Torregrossa, chief meteorologist for MLive. We've been talking about Great Lakes mirages and some other incredible weather quirks you might see here in Michigan and beyond. Thanks, Mark.
You're welcome. Hey, watch the severe weather possibility today, and we'll keep you updated on MLive.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay.